Welcome to another episode of the Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 107 to be precise for those of you that are keeping score at home. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, reminding you for the 107th time, to send your emails to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, where they will be immediately thrown away or incinerated, tossed in the ocean. I like to do that's a good one. Oh, in the lake, oh, back. I don't have time for that shit. I ain't got time to read. I'm just too busy playing a million different fucking games. Seriously, a fucking lot of them, just fucking all over the place. ADD and fucking full swing. Not even ADD. I guess it is. They're just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna play this. No, I'm gonna play this. I'll play this today. This fucking the next day. Like whatever. But yeah. I mean, I just don't know if we'll fucking actually finish any of them or get really fucking crazy and write a review for the site gruntfreepress.com anytime soon. But yeah. Goddamn! I mean, I'm just fucking like, you see my fucking desktop on my computer. It's fucking, it's like a million icons. I'm just like games I've started. I'm just like, I'm gonna play, you know, fucking whatever. Can't even find half. Oh, I want to play something else. I can't find it. I'll just fucking install something else to play it. Fucking all over the map. But as you'll see here, generally I'm focusing in on one particular. I played a lot of one game. Total War. So there's going to be a lot of Total War talk, particularly Warhammer, because yeah, I played a lot of that. But yeah, I just think like fucking the summer. I mean, I know people just complain like fucking, oh, all the summer there's no games coming out. Not a good season for games. It's jack shit coming out in like a couple months, and there isn't. I mean, nothing new, obviously. But I really think it is fucking my favorite time. My favorite time of the year to play games anyway. You know, I'm just fucking pretty much pressure free. You know, I try to avoid that fucking, you know, keeping up with the Joneses type of deal. Like fucking, I'll play what I want when I want type of deal. But it's still like fucking like, ah, something new is coming out and it looks cool. It's like, hey, you want to jump in at least, be a part of like fucking the discussion. I get, I don't know who the fuck I talk to, myself apparently, and fucking five other people listening. The show's big in not Yugoslavia, one of those countries, I forget, Ukraine, I think fucking like more than like half the views for the fucking show is in Ukraine. So whatever the fuck, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, so what, I don't know what that means, but yeah, so fucking yeah, so it's like, yeah, nothing fucking coming out. Just fucking dig into my backlog, play some fucking classics, try out some things, you know, older games that are new to me. I mean, it's fucking great. I know fucking normal people are like, fuck, oh, it's the summer, I go out when I fucking go to the beach. But for me, it's like, nah, I'm just sit here and fucking play games like I do year round. And you know, again, just fucking nothing coming out, so fuck it. But yeah, it turns out I really like those Total War games. And yeah, I don't know why it took me so long to even try one of them. Again, I fucking, you know, they've been coming up since the year 2000 or so. And again, for fucking however many years, many, many moons, I've had fucking almost all of them in my fucking Steam library, just always passing by. Just one of those things, you're looking through, what do you want to play? And you see a big chunk of games, you just kind of pass through all of them. It's fucking like, I don't want to start like a series or whatever, a new series. Yeah, I mean, you don't really fucking hear too much about them either, you know, and in the mainstream fucking discussions, or you don't really see them advertised that much or whatever. I mean, you know, people seem to get all hyped up about, you know, like, Civilization games, like a new Civilization, fucking whatever, Civ 6 is coming out, and hear all about that shit, and SimCity, if a new SimCity comes out, you fucking hear people ranting and raving about that for fucking years and years, or whatever, the Tycoon games, Roller Coaster Tycoon, fucking Zoo Tycoon, I don't know if they even fucking make those anymore, but those are fucking, like, big deals, too, but I don't really ever remember, Total War. I mean, I think I remember, like, way back when, looking at pictures and, like, magazines and shit, just, like, giant armies or whatever, being like, oh, it looks fucking, like, cool or whatever. I just, again, never played it until, like, fucking, like, last week, and never tried them. All those fucking, you know, all those other, like, strategy type games, I think I just kind of, like, conflated all that into one giant, like, fucking general, like, strategy, whatever you want to call them, like, turn, I mean, fucking obviously, like, The Sims and shit isn't, like, that kind of thing. I'm just fucking just, you know, just, like, fucking overhead, like, almost like God game or whatever, just fucking commanding people, clicking them around, like, I don't know, I just kind of, like, conflated all that into one fucking giant game mass, you know, like, fucking strategy game mass, and I've tried dicking around with fucking, with those other games and shit, like, fucking, again, like, Civilization, or whatever the hell the other ones are there, like, fucking Universal, or whatever, Europa, or fucking Universal, whatever the fuck, there's a ton of those fucking games, but just fucking, again, I always kind of conflated them all, like, the 4X games, like, whatever, I tried, like, fucking Sins of a Solar Empire, like, all those types of games, like, fucking, again, I tend to, like, conflate them all into fucking one giant fucking genre, whatever the fuck that is, and just, like, again, I try them, just fucking, I kind of get it, and I fucking fall off them real fast. Like, fucking, like, Civilization in particular, I fucking played, like, Civ 6 or whatever, dude, I don't even know, like, quite a while, I don't know, 20, 30 hours or something like that. I'm just fucking, like, I never really enjoyed it the whole time. I'm just, like, I'm just fucking kind of clicking around, and again, I suck at them. I suck at them fucking most of these games, too, and just, like, like Civilization, like the battles in those, in those games. You know, it was just fucking, like, one giant sprite, with a health bar and some fucking numbers or whatever, is just crashing up against and smashing up against, like, the enemy's giant sprite, and, like, one of them falls over when the fucking health bar reaches zero. It's like that type of thing. Like, yeah, that's cool, you know? And again, it's supposed to be, like, Civilization is supposed to be, like, oh, you know, like, building up, like, technologies. It's all just kind of, like, fucking watching, like, numbers fucking climb up and whatever, looking at fucking research trees and blah, 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 and that type of shit. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. Again, for whatever, I like fucking Civilization Revolution good enough. This is obviously the fucking, dumbed down version for retards like me, I guess, but it's fucking, I get to hear all that fucking, like, hype about, oh, Civ 6 and Civilization so good, and I spend fucking, you know, thousands of hours playing it, and just fucking, I don't know, I just get fucking bored with it. Yeah, but man, dude, I fucking, yeah, I put some fucking serious hours into, Empire Total War fucking, you know, last week and this week, and, yeah, I mean, those games, for me anyway, those games are otherwise known as, holy shit, like, you know, what fucking time is it now? Just because I get fucking sucked into them pretty hard, and yeah, so, yeah, I'm playing the game on fucking easy like a fag. Again, I'm really bad at these too, but just the fucking, the spectacle of the fucking, the battles and the, the detail, the fucking, learning the fucking strategy, the bigger strategy and, like, the bigger campaigns and, you know, the tactics of fucking, you know, the units and all that shit and who's fucking good against who and whatever. I actually really, really enjoy it, in fucking Total War anyway. It's I'm definitely not fucking good at it, obviously, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm really fucking enjoying playing this, just fucking moving these fucking big armies around. Again, probably it's not just the fucking the look of it, the spectacle of actually having huge armies and not just fucking bars or whatever smashing into each other and, like, one stupid character sprite. So I started looking at fucking videos and shit of the other games in the series, the Total War series, as I was playing Empire. Just looking, like, I don't know, tutorials and guides and all that sort of thing, again, because I'm pretty bad at it, I guess. But Yeah, and it really is this fucking rabbit hole you can fall down. I mean, there's all sorts of expansions, expansion packs. I mean, again, I probably have fucking most of them. I bought all sorts of shit on sale and specials, fucking super special edition, that type of shit. For most of the games, they're on like sale and shit. So I have most of them, I think, but if not all of them. Yeah, I mean, watching these videos, just with all these fucking like mods. I mean, almost anything you could think of that would fucking make sense for that scale, like that massive scale of battle. I mean, they've got skins and fucking, just all the armies of different skins or whatever. Fucking people make their own fucking models. I don't know what they do, and fucking weapon swaps and shit. It's just, they have like fucking just Civil War theme, or fucking, World War One, where they have like tanks and mortars and fucking, flamethrowers and all that type of shit, SMGs and, yeah, again, shit that wouldn't normally be in like fucking whatever, like empires, like the Revolutionary War, obviously, and they fucking, add all that shit in and fucking reskin it, like whatever. Yeah, I mean, they have, they make them look like, down to, these individual, famous squads and shit from, World War One, that, the squads are in, now they're in the Battlefield One or whatever, the Hellfighters, all that type of shit. Then they have, other ones, obviously, just more, out there, fantasy type shit. Lord of the Rings, they're fucking trolls and elves and that type of shit, and fucking custom maps. They'll have like fucking Helm's Deep and just battles. Like one team is one side. They'll have like fucking one side defending like Helm's Deep, and the other one's fucking controlling like the whatever Sauron's army, and fucking like going fucking trying to siege it and shit. And it looks pretty good, and just Game of Thrones ones, and fucking all the fucking houses from the show. It's like, it's like the Stark army, the fucking Lannister army, the Targaryen army, and they're all carrying the fucking house flags and all that, they have fucking like individual units that look like them and all that shit, and the generals and shit, all the famous people in the show, may or may not. Fucking the one I was looking at anyway didn't really look like too great in the art department, but it's just of like fucking like making the famous characters. But they have like fucking wildlings and fucking White Walkers, and again, for the most part, it's fucking like, yeah, it's a mod, somebody made it. Looks kind of like rough in some places, but I mean, for the most part, it's like, dude, this looks fucking legit, like, you know what I mean? Like, I could believe this is, like, a fucking slightly older, like, game that was, licensed out or whatever. Like, you fucking, like, I mean, it fucking came out, like, a few years before the actual game, and it looks kind of funky in some places, but it's fucking, like, it looks pretty real, like, real good for the most part. And, now, mind you, no, I'm not a fucking big fan of like mods, you know what I mean? In general, I'm watching these videos of people playing them, this fucking the modded versions of the fucking Empire and shit, or rather, they do the other fucking Total War games and mod them and all that. And, I mean, they look really cool. I mean, again, for the most part, there's glitches and bugs and weird shit happening. While the people are playing them, like, fucking, dead bodies are, like, floating in the air, like, 10 feet off the ground and shit like that. And, or, like, the sound will cut out. You can't hear any gunfire, or they'll have the ones with tanks, and the tanks will get destroyed, and they'll just kind of like sit there, like just like stop completely, and they just fucking like disappear. But they'll still be like showing a unit, because it's like fucking have a driver there or whatever, so it's fucking just like invisible or like impossible to kill, like fucking just like invisible guy sitting there in the battlefield, just shit like that, Oh, we see fucking like the armies like fighting each other, and they just kind of like run in with fucking like swords, and then they kind of just like push each other around, and some of the animations look goofy, just shit like that. I mean, a lot of the time, the guy who's playing and making the video, you'll see like a cut in the video, and they'll cut back to like right around the same spot, and they'll say like fucking like, yeah, you know, the game fucking crashed because of the mod, blah blah blah. We had to like restart and like set everything up and like try to make everything kind of how we had it before we fucking lost it. So yeah. So like, I don't want to actually play like that janky modded shit, but it does make for some like good looking, entertaining videos of fucking huge armies fighting each other. Anyway, I just fucking like, yeah, I'll fucking throw on this 5-minute video of whatever, fucking Helm's Deep or like whatever, fucking Battle of the Bastards, like whatever the fuck they're doing. Like, that's pretty cool to see. And again, you know, fucking people are like playing them. I don't want to play them, but somebody's playing them. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's some new game on Steam called Epic Battle Simulator or something like that, and that's basically what they did. It's fucking the Total War battles. They took those, where you spawn in a fucking giant army. You know, you pick a fucking bunch of soldiers or whatever, and spawn them in, whatever, two armies. I don't know, you might be able to do more. Just fucking pretty much set up big battles, and you fucking watch them fight it out. But the thing is with this, the fucking, that Epic Battle Simulator game, it's like, yeah, you don't control them. It's just fucking like, oh, I just drop them in and watch them fight. And I saw like some video was going around the news sites there. It's just fucking like, oh, look at this video. It's like a couple thousand fucking medieval knights versus, you know, a few hundred fucking Jedi, like from Star Wars, you know, fucking lightsabers and shit, or something like that. Just fucking a video like that. Just fucking, oh, watch this, watch them fight. And it's like, oh, it looks pretty good. And it's fucking like, you kind of look into the game, it's just like, yeah, nobody's controlling anything. You know what I mean? Like fucking Total War, it's two people controlling two armies fighting, and you're watching the replay of that. But yeah, this is just fucking, I don't want to just fucking watch, you know, it's just fucking like, well, I guess I am just kind of watching it on YouTube. Like, I wouldn't want to buy a game, in quotes, of just fucking, drop two fucking AI armies in and watch them fight. It's like, nah, I want to play it, you know, just like, I want to play and fucking command them and all that shit. And then fucking like, oh, it's cool. I might save the replay later and watch it, but, yeah, I mean, all the other shit leading up to, like, the battles is fucking great in Total War, too. It's just, you know, the point is, in playing these games anyways, fucking, yeah, you have all these fucking resources that you paid to fucking, you know, you built up your economy in the time, like, the game before, the, you know, before the fucking battles, and you fucking built up and saved up your resources to fucking buy the units and the armies in the first place, you know. And then it's fucking so when you're fighting and shit, you're doing an actual battle, and you know, you make a bad move and you lose some fucking expensive unit or whatever, or some veteran fucking units, like, oh man, that fucking like hurts, you know what I mean? Trust me, I've been playing these games for all of 2 weeks at this point, so I mean, I'm what you could call a fucking expert. I think I know what I'm talking about here. Yeah, so anyway, I'm playing fucking and loving like Empire, you know. Yeah, I'm watching these fucking random videos on the Total War series in general, and I was trying to stick to that. I'm focused on Empire, just watch Empire ones, whatever. Again, watching Empire mods, and yeah, I'm getting a little bit addicted to them. I'm just looking at the different mods And then, you know, you're seeing, like, oh, the next video, or, like, you know, the same people who put out those videos are putting out other Total War videos. And, yeah, eventually I drift into the Warhammer ones. that looks pretty fucking cool. That, you know, the Total War Warhammer, that's a real game. Like some of those looking at it, just fucking like, man, that fucking like, is that, that's like a Lord of the Rings type one. It's a fucking really good looking mod. And watching some of the video, I'm like, man, they did a really good, it's fucking, that looks almost like a real game. It's like, oh no, that is just Warhammer type of deal. So yeah, I mean, it fucking, that game is the newest one, I guess, in the Total War series, the fucking the Warhammer one. It came out a couple of years ago, and There's a new one, fucking Warhammer 2, Total War Warhammer 2, that's coming out in September. So it's just like, yeah, so I'm watching videos on that, on like the new one that's coming out, and it's fucking like holy shit, like the videos anyway, fucking, they're blowing me away. I mean, it's fucking, you know, you get these fucking fantasy units again that could just fucking be pulled out of like Lord of the Rings in most cases, and just fucking, or whatever, enter generic fucking Dungeons and Dragons type of deal. You know, I'm not that fucking invested in all at the fucking in the Warhammer universe or anything like that. So I don't know what the fuck, you know, a lot of the factions are, or the details of them, but just fucking, just looking at these fucking battles again, it's fucking like, man, this fucking, yeah, they look cool as shit. Again, there's fucking just giants and fucking trolls and shit. It's just this fucking bloody, gory, brutal, you know. Giant ogres fucking picking up little foot soldiers and fucking biting their heads off and shit. And just, you know, steam-powered tanks just fucking plowing into armies. And guys are just fucking, like, exploding into fucking, like, meat chunks. And they're fucking, like, half torsos, like, going everywhere and shit. And giant catapults shooting and fucking dropping fucking like explosive, you know, explosive fucking whatever the fuck, but like powder, like explosive shots into fucking, you know, there's these crowds of people, and yeah, the bodies are fucking getting all mangled on the ground and shit, and just, you know, and you see fucking like entrails fucking scattered on the ground, and fucking wizards are shooting these fucking like giant like flaming skulls, just fucking just going through the entire battlefield and cutting through everybody and shit, and just, I'm just like watching, just like, man, this fucking, it's metal as fuck is what I'm trying to say, and it's fucking yeah, as cool and fucking nerdy as, you know, Empire and, like, you know, those games, is fucking like, oh, it's just because fucking whatever. I was playing it, but it drew me to those fucking, oh, American history, American Revolution, and blah, 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 and, you know, all these fucking historically, like, meticulously fucking, you know, accurate, like, whatever, squads and all that shit, and just, it's like, yeah, those are fucking cool. You know, it's like, oh, those are real neat. That's what fucking drew me in, then, but then I'm fucking, I'm watching these fucking, you know, in those games, again, Empire, because I'm an expert, because, you know, two weeks in, I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's just from playing fucking, like, Empire, and, you know, you don't really think about it when you're playing. I mean, it's fucking, like, ah, units fucking fighting and dying and shit, but, yeah, in that game, and I guess, you know, the other ones, too, the historical ones that I've seen, fucking, again, I was watching, like, videos on them, but it's fucking, you know, the soldiers are getting, like, shot and, like, trampled by, like, horses, and, yeah, when they get injured or they die, they just kind of like topple over. It's kind of like bloodless, you know what I mean? It's fucking almost like an old Western or something like that. It's fucking, I'm shot, and they fucking fall over and just kind of like die. But yeah, after watching like fucking like Warhammer in action, fucking blood squirting everywhere and shit, and just fucking like monsters, it's kind of like, wow, you know, that's what it's like, fucking like, that's kinda, after watching that, I mean, it's kind of hard to go back to the other one, same video, visually anyway. I just, you know, granted, I mean, this is kind of shitty. It's just fucking, I'm like, fuck yeah, when we go on a fucking, whatever, buy, again, the newest one's fucking, the Warhammer, Total War Warhammer, the only one out now, I guess, fucking the just Total War Warhammer, not the second one, so, yeah, I'm like, fucking, like, oh, I'll go on CD Keys, see what's there, and fucking, like, yeah, they have fucking the original one on there, Warhammer 1, and, bought that, and it's fucking like, ah, well, I'll pick up the second one too. Again, it's fucking CD Keys, it's like whatever, $25 or whatever. I think both of them were, you know, they're both like fucking $25-$30 each or something like that. So I'd be a fool not to buy it like that, right? You know what I mean? But what sucks is what sucks about them, I'm trying to say, is what kind of what the Warhammer, series in general, I mean, fucking not just the games, like the whatever, the board games and all that shit, and it's fucking kind of known for shitty pricing practices or whatever. I mean, or in the games in particular, they get a lot of shit for fucking having like, all this fucking expensive DLC and all that shit. I mean, there's not a lot of it, really, for Total War Warhammer. So, fucking, again, I bought the fucking thing for, like, $25. I'm like, ah, let's take a look at, like, whatever. It's the other thing I bought, too, was fucking, like, oh, it's, whatever, Emperor Edition, or whatever the fuck, Special Edition. I read some, like, review on there saying, like, oh, you get all the DLC and all that shit. And I plug in the code, it's like, yeah, it's probably all the DLC that was there, like, fucking, you know, a month after the game launched. You know, I get, like, two pieces free, and then there's, like, all this shit that's fucking, like, oh, yeah, additional content, and it's fucking just, like, not that much. I mean, there's fucking, I don't know, like, a dozen different fucking packs of whatever, you know, fucking just, I mean, again, I have, like, two of them, and it's fucking, like, looking like, it's just, yeah, most of that is fucking just like, oh, all these different playable factions, I guess, that came out, like, whatever, during the course of the game. And it's just fucking like, yeah, you don't really need them to fucking play it again. It's fucking not like I'm fucking attached to any of them. I probably could have done without them type of deal. It's fucking like, oh, I don't get fucking some commander or fucking little faction. Like, I don't know. You don't know what the fuck any of these guys are. It seems more geared towards fucking either people who are those fucking, like, Warhammer fucking nerds, you know, like, the lore and, like, whatever the fuck, and would know who the fuck these people are in these armies, type of deal. I mean, again, I have fucking no clue, or maybe fucking just, you know, people who play multiplayer a lot are just fucking like, oh, I want this faction because whatever, they're a fucking counter for this other faction. I mean, I don't know how those fucking DLC factions affect the balance of fucking the multiplayer game or anything like that. I don't really fucking care either. It just seems like fucking, I don't know, again, people fucking shit on, like, oh, it's all this DLC and blah, blah. It's just kind of like, it just seems like legit fucking extra content, I guess, for people who, again, one of those types of people or something, you know, whatever the fuck. Or people just want fucking more shit who really like the game. Like, it doesn't seem like too shitty. I mean, it's fucking whatever, new units and fucking generals and all that bullshit. And, it just seems like fucking, like, ah, oh, here's more content for people who want it type of deal. It seems fucking okay. Like, that's fine. But what did really fucking bother me though was, I see one and it's fucking like, but blood and gore pack or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? And like, yeah, you have to fucking like pay extra to like enable the blood and gore, like, and shit. And it's like the main reason I fucking bought the game again is fucking watching those videos and seeing like trolls like rip people in half and like bite their fucking heads off. And I'm like, so I buy it. And so it's not fucking like crazy expensive or anything like that. I mean, I think it was fucking like $3-4, some bullshit. It wasn't like too bad, but still, it just seems pretty fucking integral to what made the game fucking attractive to me anyway. Again, I'm fucking like, oh, I'm fucking, you know, the fantasy stuff's cool, but it's just fucking like, oh, like fucking like dark, like bloody fantasy, like that's fucking way better. But I mean, on second thought, I mean, maybe that makes like some kind of sense, I guess. I mean, if you know, they put out the game and by default it's just fucking like bloodless, so they can fucking get around fucking the ratings board, I guess, and just fucking sell it to fucking, you know, sell it as like an all ages game, so what, all ages game or whatever. Just fucking like, oh no, there's no fucking blood. It's just fucking like whatever. People like, again, crash into each other and falling over like a fucking old western type of deal. And then they fucking like put the blood in there as basically like a fucking like mod, I guess. I mean, it's a paid mod, I guess, and fucking a real one, like just fucking whatever, not a fan one. It was, again, it's DLC in quotes. I'm just fucking, so I mean, that's, it makes sense, like something like that, like in some ways. And again, I'm just fucking like, oh, here's a clean version, and then again, it kind of like age gated, which was whatever. If it was like a dollar or something, it wouldn't be that bad. It's like, $3 or $4, still isn't bad, but it's kind of like, it's kind of shitty. Again, so this is just still kind of pissed because that's more or less the reason I bought the game, like, wasn't in the actual game type of deal. So I was pissed, you know, I was so pissed I just fucking ended up buying, like, all the other DLC, too, because that'll show them. That's basically just because I'm fucking, like, I'm an asshole. It's fucking, yeah, whatever, it's fucking, and I'm just paying more, I did fucking feel like an asshole afterwards. I'm just fucking like, oh yeah, I'll buy all the DLC. Then it's all in my fucking like cart, and I'm like, dude, this is fucking like way more than I've actually paid for the fucking game from like CD keys. You know what I mean? But I'm like, yeah, whatever. Go all in. I don't really do things small around here. So, yeah, it was just, and plus, you know, I'd finally driven out the Limeys in my fucking historical, American Revolution fucking campaign in Total War Empire, and then fucking, then after you do that, that's like, whatever, chapter 3, then it just unlocks, like, chapter 4, which is like the final chapter in that game in Empire, which I was playing last week, you know what I mean? It's fucking, which is like the actual like game, you know, it's like the grand strategy, fucking long form, just, you know, everything's fucking, you know, the entire fucking map's open type of deal. There's, you know, it's the finale of the fucking Empire campaign is fucking whatever, just fucking like free form, just do it, do like the actual game. And yeah, you know, I was stuck between like, you know, do I want to do that? Do I want to jump into that and fucking finish that up or whatever, you know, even though it'll probably take fucking like however long that's going to fucking take, dozens of hours, I'm guessing, like whatever, fucking another 20, 40 hours. I already put like 40 hours in the Empire. So it's like, do I do that? Do I do like the final chapter of that campaign, or, you know, or do I just fucking start like Warhammer that I just fucking like bought type of deal, you know, it's fucking with the fantasy violence and fucking trolls and orcs and shit, and fucking do I do that versus like historically somewhat accurate fucking, you know, slow pace like muskets and fucking like naval battles and that type of shit. So I'm thinking like, ah, I can whatever. I'm like, ah, I figure I'll just fucking dip my toes into Warhammer for a little bit and just fucking see what it's all about and see how it's different from fucking Empire again, and just fucking, you know, and now that I have like somewhat of a grasp of how fucking that, you know, Empire works, and that was like whatever 10 years, the game that came out like 10 years ago, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see like how it is, the newest one type of deal. So I figured like, oh, let's dip my toes in just for a little bit and just see, like, you know, maybe it's fucking like, ah, oh, this is so much better and like easier or whatever the fuck. It didn't exactly work out that way, of course. And it's just fucking, I ended up fucking like balls deep in the Warhammer campaign. It turns out it is fucking very, very different from fucking from Empire. And yeah, some of it I like, some of it I don't like, and you know, I'm not so fucking hot on some of it so far, to be honest. Get more into that. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fucking pretty long fucking rant about fucking Warhammer and fucking. I'll promise you that. I'll be back.
You know it's what's gone. Your lord is dead, and you know.
Welcome back to the Grand Strategy podcast discussion feed. And today we are discussing the differences, the subtle differences between Empire Total War and the latest title in the Total War franchise, Total War Warhammer. First up, again, I'm a fucking expert at these games, so I'm just gonna fucking, I'm fucking immediately playing fucking Warhammer. Just, the first fucking, I can't help but fucking comparing the two of them, fucking Empire and fucking, Warhammer. So first the fucking, the user face in Warhammer is kind of a mess. Again, fucking Empire is fucking, it said like this nice and clean and fucking like simple. Yeah, don't take me as a fucking expert on any of these fucking games. I'm playing them for fucking 2 weeks at this point. I've said that multiple times, but that's my out. I'm gonna fucking stick with that and use that as a cudgel and a shield, if you will. So yeah, so I'm playing fucking, Empire's fucking nice and clean fucking menus and fucking interface and shit, and just fucking, immediately pretty much I started fucking Empire's fucking, I knew like exactly what I was looking at, and select fucking select the fucking campaign, just fucking put me right into a fucking tutorial beforehand, fucking play a tutorial, and which that did a really good job of fucking, it took you like step by step of what you need to know. The simple stuff obviously was like, like I said, I'm new, I was fucking brand new with the fucking the shit to fucking just to start up with that. I'm like, oh, here's a tutorial, the basics and blah, blah, blah. And just, And what I was talking about before, fucking, I was playing Empire, fucking just, I had no problem fucking stopping and fucking reading, like, anything I didn't understand. You just kind of, like, right click, and it fucking just pops up with a fucking little text box or whatever, is fucking explaining what everything is, fucking, the unit types, the fucking descriptions of, the mechanics, the controls, everything's super, super clean, just fucking easy, just fucking, I suck at, like, executing shit, at least it's fucking, this is like, everything's presented that I can understand this, and it's fucking right there if I want to dig deeper into it. Super, super clean and good fucking interface and just information. The way they present the information in Empire, I was like, fucking, no, it was really, really good. And I was really impressed by that, actually, because, me being not so well-versed in fucking strategy games, like everything just fucking clicked, right away, fucking, or just from reading, like, what they're telling me, is fucking, okay, I'm like, I don't really understand, okay, that's it, I get it, and it's fucking clicks, and I fucking went, and again, so bad at it, but it's fucking, like, I get it, you know what I mean? Warhammer, on the other hand, I'm fucking playing that, and just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at, and most of the time, it's fucking, I launch it, and it's fucking, like, click on a campaign, which is fucking like lit up with like a bunch of like red glowing skulls. It's fucking, oh, a campaign. So I'm like, this must be all pretty fucking involved, and you know what I mean? This must be fucking the where to go, where to start. Click on that and fucking launch the campaign. There's fucking three different campaigns to choose from. It's fucking the main one is, I guess, just like, like I was saying, like the fourth chapter in Empire, so I can have that grand scope, full world, fucking long form, fucking every faction in the game is kind of on the map at once. They're all trying, they're all fucking trying to get more powerful and control territory, and yeah, there's a fucking a lot of factions in Warhammer. There's dozens of them. They're all fucking fighting with each other and fucking making like treaties, declaring war. Fucking, they're building settlements, fucking raiding settlements, and yeah, it's fucking the main campaign in Warhammer is that fucking giant fucking hours and hours long fucking risk type fucking game mode type of thing. Something like, I don't want to fucking like just start off playing that, right? I mean, that makes sense. I mean, again, I was fucking, hey, going into it as it started up, I was just thinking like, I was gonna plan, I planned on like checking it out for like a little bit, you know, a few hours, then fucking go back to Empire. So, there's two other options there for campaigns, which I'm assuming are fucking, there's just smaller ones or whatever, shorter ones. So I click on one of those, and then fucking a warning pops up saying, "Oh, you know, the faction you've selected does not include a tutorial at all. Do you want to continue? Like, it's gonna like throw you into the game." It's fucking like they're like, "No, I don't want to continue." You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Again, I'm trying to figure out how this game's different or how it's similar, and just fucking like I'd rather play some kind of tutorial before I fucking commit to something like this. So. I definitely need some guidance here, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But it's fucking like the smaller campaigns, when you click on them, you can't like pick a different faction or anything like that. So it's just like, well, I get these two smaller ones here, which isn't going to give me any kind of tutorial, or I guess I have to start the main one to even get one. So it's like, yeah, all right. I mean, it seems like a pretty big commitment here, but you know, we'll see. Maybe it's fucking not that long, you know what I mean? Or it's fucking broken up into like different chapters with different objectives or whatever. So, all right, whatever. We'll see what happens. So yeah, you go into that menu for the main the grand campaign or whatever, and it lets you pick a faction there. You know, so you start and it fucking started up, and you're looking at just a dozen different, at least a dozen. I don't know fucking how many exactly. There's quite a few, too many to count. I mean, it's too many leaders and factions that I had fingers. So I don't know. That's as far as it's the size I can go. But yeah. So I'm just looking at all these fucking different avatars, and again, I don't know who the fuck who's who. I don't know who the fuck these people are. And the thing is, like depending on who you pick, I mean, they all play like the different races and factions and shit. They play like very different from each other, and different from standard what you would think is fucking, just, you know, it's not like fucking, again, fucking Empire or whatever. Again, I mean, the one I played fucking last week, I mean, it's fucking, it's not just fucking an Empire. It's not like fucking like, oh, you know, this fucking faction might have like different kinds of ships, but they all kind of have like the same types of units and shit. Just fucking like, oh, one faction might be kind of stronger in this whatever in their navy and weaker in fucking their army or their cavalry or their artillery or like whatever. But it's all kind of the same kind of like similar type of deal. Yeah, so it's but in Warhammer, it's just fucking like way fucking different. Just like how they play, like fucking, oh, this one, like none of their, you know, whatever, the vampires, none of their fucking units will flee the battlefield or whatever the fuck, and like whatever. It's like, oh, they'll start like crumbling or whatever, and they'll just fucking die off unless you get like your fucking vampire lord close to him. They'll start like regenerating health, and this one is fucking like whatever the fuck, giant ogres or what. It's just like, dude, this one can't make fucking like camps, and it's fucking just like all sorts of shit that's fucking like weird and different. So again, that's cool, but it's fucking just like, I'm like, all right, well, whatever the fuck, I'll pick the vampires, fuck it. You know what I mean? That seems pretty cool. And again, I fucking pick it, and I get this message popping up saying like, oh, this hero or fucking faction doesn't have a tutorial if you pick this guy. So it's like, all right, well, what the fuck, dude? What's going on? So yeah, I'm already fucking confused as shit. And I try like right clicking on some of the factions to see like what the deal is with each of them, and I'm fucking. And another thing too, I'm just not a big fan of fucking how they display information. In fucking Warhammer, because yeah, I mean, you fucking, Okay, you right click for fucking more information. Should be simple enough, but then fucking it's like, ah, the game fucking loads up, like little fucking loads for a few seconds. I mean, there's a little fucking spinning hourglass there, like fucking those like loading fucking shit, and then and then the fucking information fucking box pops up. So it's almost like it seems like it's like connecting to a fucking like old time fucking web page or something that's taking like whatever 3-4 seconds to load, and you're fucking watching the fucking hourglass spinning. But I mean, it's not like going online and pulling that shit down. It's fucking just, I'm pretty sure it's all in the game. It doesn't take fucking that long to fucking bring up again. So it's only a few seconds, but once again, fucking compared to Empire, where fucking just fucking click and that shit's instant. I wouldn't even think about that. Just for, you know, they do this for, and plus they do this for like shitty like mouse over thing again, like it's on a fucking like, I hate these fucking web pages, like, you know, it's fucking web pages where you fucking don't like click, you fucking just like mouse over and you get like drop down menus and that type of shit. I mean, you can't just fucking like click the buttons you want to fucking click and then fucking leaves up the fucking menus like that type of deal, and you just select what you want from there. It's the fucking, you know, you put the fucking mouse over it and then fucking, you know, the menu pops up. But if you, you know, if you move the cursor away from the menu box, the fucking thing disappears. I fucking hate that shit like so much, you know, it's fucking, I really do. So just let me fucking click shit, you know, that type of deal. And, yeah, so then, and, you know, and then like, you know, after you fucking like right click something or whatever and it brings up like the information box, then they'll have like fucking links inside of those, like, you know, like highlighted fucking things, you know, hyperlinks, I guess you'd call them, which opens up fucking like other boxes, sometimes it does. I mean, like again, like I'm used to that, like, you know, fucking click, this unit, oh, you need this other unit or whatever, this fucking structure, this building constructed. So it's like, oh, what's that structure? You fucking click on that, it opens up like information about the structure and like, well, then fucking like how you build it and that type of shit. So nothing wrong with that, but it's fucking like some of these, again, it's fucking just like you're opening up these descriptions and it's fucking like, again, because it's fucking Warhammer, like I don't know what the fuck like half the shit is. So it's like, what is this, like what is this fucking like spell or what is this fucking thing? And sometimes I click shit and fucking you know, it'll open up fucking another info box on the fucking whatever the right side of the screen. And you know, it'll be like fucking, you know, just two sentences of fucking, ah, oh, this is what this is, which just usually doesn't fucking help at all. Or other times you fucking, you know, you click it and the fucking, it'll take you like the hourglass to spin and then it opens up like a whole new fucking thing and like whatever. And other times, like, again, I'm just fucking like looking at shit like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And fucking like, there's no fucking like hyperlink there. There's no more information. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I do not know what the fuck that is. Still don't know. You know what I mean? And yeah, the thing is with those pages is fucking, on the fucking, you know, again, the ones that fucking bring up like the hourglass and brings up like a page you can scroll through again, fucking of whatever, on those that there won't be fucking like hyperlinks there to click on shit. So, and again, yeah, a lot of the time you want them. Like, he's like, dude, I wish I knew what the fuck this is, like more information about this, like, yeah, like you right click on a unit and to find out more about it, and get, you know, he's giving you like its stats, its fucking special attributes, its, you know, strengths and weaknesses. But fucking, it's like, oh, it just is like under this fucking box, you know, under this like header, it says, oh, strengths and weaknesses, and it's like bullet point shit. But it's fucking like, you know, just random shit. And it's fucking, I don't know what that is. I don't even know if, you know, it's not even like a plus or a minus. It's like a fucking diamond, you know what I mean? And fucking it says like, oh, cavalry units, like fucking like whatever, fire, whatever. But it's fucking like, is that a strength or a weakness? I don't know. And you can't like click on it. Like, it's fucking, it's ridiculous. It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's fucking, you can't fucking mouse over those. And or it's like, yeah, you know, oh, fucking special abilities is fucking whatever the fuck. Winds of change or some shit. It's like, okay, so what is that? And it's fucking just like, you know, you mouse over it, there's no nothing. Like, this fucking just doesn't say what it is, like what it does. It's like, cool, I don't fucking know. Yeah, and yeah, you know, again, you'll see fucking like units out there in the game in the field, and you fucking hover over them, and it brings up like a description of them, and again, I'll say like fucking whatever the fuck, strengths, weakness, whatever stats, like fucking strength, fucking speed, fucking weapon strength, blah blah blah, all this shit, and there'll be like a bunch of like little symbols and all this bullshit like there, and it's like what do those mean? Like, what do those even fucking mean? And then like, you can't, it doesn't like stay there again, because it's fucking just like, as soon as you fucking move off the fucking thing, it just like disappears. So it's kind of a mess. I mean, you don't know what those fucking symbols are, what fucking construction tree or whatever research tree you need to go down to fucking unlock something. Like, you're like, oh well, you know what I mean? Fucking just, again, just compared to fucking Empire and most games. I mean, I don't know. I just think that the UI, like the fucking presentation's like pretty fucking bad as far as getting information goes. Looks pretty cool to look at, again, but it's fucking just like, it's fucking, I try to do anything. This thing's just like a giant fucking clusterfuck. Empire was just fucking click, fucking information, click, more information, fucking X out or whatever, back out, go back, and fucking out. It's just like, dude, I'm looking at this shit, like, I don't know what the fuck this mess is, and like, I don't know, I'm really confused. As far as like going in, it's pretty bad at like teaching you shit, so I don't know. Even when you're like trying to recruit units, and you mouse over them, and it shows fucking, it's like, recruitment costs, fucking upkeep costs, fucking basic stats, and fucking, all right, and then, yeah, again, you get those fucking, those symbols, is fucking, here's a sun and a fucking eyeball, and like fucking, like whatever, a little fucking swirly sign, and try to mouse over those and see what the fuck those are. And the whole fucking card disappears because he moved off of it because of that fucking mouse over bullshit. Again, it might be something I'm just like, I gotta get used to it or whatever the fuck, or I'll just understand, like, I don't know, like fucking study what the fuck this shit is. Like, I don't know. So yeah, anyway, so I end up picking the Empire faction. Not Empire Total War, is a fucking just a faction in fucking Warhammer called Empire, because I like to keep it fucking confusing as shit. They're basically fucking human knights. You know, they have like armor and fucking like swords and shit. Like, not very original, I know, but you know, at least when I clicked that general was fucking. There's actually like three generals in there, and two of them were like, this one doesn't have a tutorial. This one doesn't have a tutorial, but this one does. So it's like, all right, fine, I'll fucking click on him. I'll pick him. Fucking apparently the only way I'm going to get any kind of fucking help in this game, what the fuck I'm doing. And again, they're just fucking like basic like humans. Again, they have a lot of melee and shit, or what, you know, they have like archers and that kind of thing, pistoliers and fucking handgunners and shit, but it's pretty, I know it fucking sounds boring, fucking all these fucking crazy like monster races, you know, I picked the fucking humans, was fucking, again, I'm just trying to fucking understand the fucking basics. And so I do get a fucking tutorial at the beginning, and pretty much what you expect is fucking like, you're a fucking small army with like four units versus an enemy army with a few fucking units or like squads or whatever, and you know, just teaching like basic camera and fucking troop movement. That's fine. Again, it's not that different from before. And yeah, and then it's fucking, that's over in like 5 minutes, and it's fucking just like, oh yeah, fine. It's pretty standard. Again, basic, not too different from what I'm used to. Again, me being the 2 week expert over here. And then after that, it just fucking throws you like right into the fucking campaign map, and it's just fucking just this jumble of fucking shit going on at fucking once there. And fucking the campaign is fucking, they try. I mean, there's the fucking advisor helping you out, but it's fucking like Jesus Christ. Just looking at that fucking that map, it's just so overwhelming. just buttons everywhere in the fucking menu, a little circle on the bottom right with like fucking like five buttons, and there's like fucking five buttons, you know, five buttons in the fucking top left, and then by your car, you know, your fucking whoever you get selected, there's a whole fucking wheel of shit, and you fucking buttons on top of buttons, and you fucking mouse over those, and it just expands to like a half a dozen different fucking like options, and just fucking like, what the fuck am I? It's like, what is this shit? This is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, but yeah, you get a few fucking a few cities you're in control of. But you know, there's multiple cities. You can't, you know, you can control fucking like cities or whatever. There's multiple cities to a like a province, like a section. You know what I mean? It's not fucking just towns or whatever. You know, it's fucking like, oh, you want to control like an entire like section, like whatever, three or four fucking different cities, and like within a border type of deal. So I mean, again, fuck, say it with me at this point. Compared to Empire, which is fucking, which was fucking super, you know, super simple, fucking easy to fucking look at, and just, you know, it's like, oh, there's a capital city here, and then fucking towns spring up, you know, like towns fucking pop up within that territory. It's like real easy just to fucking look at it and be like, okay, there's the capital city. You know what I mean? There's fucking like all the resources and little towns around it type of deal. That's fine. You know, you can clearly fucking just see what everything is. But, yeah, I mean, fucking Warhammer is just, again, it's just such a fuck. I was looking at it, I was fucking, what the fuck am I? This is such a clusterfuck. You're surrounded by all these fucking different factions, and they're fucking really hard to fucking keep track of or fucking tell apart. And yeah, you know, you start off, you know, playing the fucking my campaign. I'm playing the Human Empire or whatever, and yeah, I'm surrounded by surrounded by a bunch of other fucking human factions of like houses or whatever, and they, you know, they all look fucking really similar to fucking my guys, and you know, there's slightly different crests and fucking like colors and shit, and just look really, really similar, and just fucking, you know, these missions keep fucking like popping up, like, oh, you know, attack a fucking Bretonnia settlement and fucking gain reputation with the Kirkland faction. Like, it's like, all right, who the fuck are you talking about? And it's just fucking, you can click on like little box, and it's fucking like zooms over to fucking like where it is. And then, like, by the time I like go back to my guy, I'm like, where the fuck was that? And just fucking like, what flag was that? They all look fucking like pretty much identical. And just like, yeah, you know, it's like, are those guys like fucking, you telling me to attack? Are they my fucking allies? Or what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I'm fucking confused. And I thought it'd be fucking like, this would be like easy with fucking like elves and fucking vampires and demons and shit to tell who the fuck's who. But it's fucking just like, I don't know. I'm way more lost than fucking dealing with fucking, you know, again, Empire is fucking like, oh no, France and fucking Spain. It's like, I know those countries, and I know those fucking flags and shit and fucking whatever the fuck. Here it's just like, what the fuck, like, who is this, like, who the fuck am I, what am I looking at here? Again, I'm not a fucking Warhammer nerd, so it's just like, you know, I don't know, like, fucking, is this some kind of like lore behind him or what? Is it supposed to be some fucking famous like captain or general, whatever the fuck? So I'm like, I have no idea. It's just fucking, they all kind of look the same. But I figure, I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do like the standard anyway. Just fucking, you know, start expanding my fucking territory outward, and fucking try not to overextend and fucking shore up the province I fucking started in, and fucking, you know, get some defenses there, and just kind of go out a little bit, and you know, I can do that, like whatever, to try to make fucking trade partners to get more cash flowing in. Keep an eye on the fucking taxes, make sure they don't go fucking too high and fucking people rebel, and still confusing. It's fucking, it's like, again, trying to go through those menus to figure out what the fuck's going on, but it's like, nah, I get the gist of it, like, I'll be fine. So yeah, you know, first I start off, I attack the city that's in my fucking, in my province that I don't control, and you know, fucking, just, you know, human enemies there, a human faction, just fucking like, oh, whatever, declare war on them and fucking fight them, so I can just have control of, like, this one fucking province I started on anyway. Seems like the thing to do, and, Yeah, fucking moving around that map and fucking managing your armies and shit. Yeah, again, it's fucking way more fucking convoluted than fucking Empire again. I know this is probably getting fucking boring, especially if you don't fucking give a shit about this. I'll try to fucking just give the highlights here. I warned you before, I'm pretty sure. In order to fucking to move an army anywhere, any like units that you have built, to even like fucking have an army in play at all, you need a general or a fucking hero leading them. You know what I mean? So it's not like you can just keep a fucking queue going. Yeah, you know, it's not like fucking like, oh, you know, I'm a general here. I'm not. You can't just fucking go to a city that you have no hero or general fucking built in, and fucking it's like, oh, I'm gonna build like whatever, two fucking spearmen here and three fucking three cavalry here, and just fucking like, oh, then I'm just gonna send them up. And, you know, it's fucking like, no, you need to have like a hero lead number. You can't just send like individual units to fucking like reinforce like any of that shit. It's kind of a, I don't know, like fucking you can't send just I want to send this guy's fucking this general is like needs two fucking cannons. I can only build fucking cannons in this city, so it's fucking like, I can't just build the cannons and send the cannons out there. I was like, oh no, you get a, you know, recruit a fucking hero or a fucking general and then fucking have them recruit the cannon, then take them over, and you can't put the fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking, it's kind of ridiculous. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's just fucking, you can't even just be like fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna have like a couple like, again, like shitty units. I can't just have them like roaming around like harassing enemies or like scouting or like whatever, you know, as far as I can tell anyway. You can't just do that. You gotta fucking recruit again a leader or whatever. You can't just have fucking lone fucking squads just roaming around. So you know, if you want to have fucking men defending a city, it's like, oh, you get a station, a fucking leader there first, then recruit from fucking him. So that's just, you know, it's just more fucking, more difficult to fucking defend shit. And, yeah, you just end up with these fucking armies that are just fucking, like, roaming, like, forever, just going out and, or I do anyway. Again, I probably fucked it up, and there's probably some easy way to get around that. I don't know. Yeah, then when you're fucking, when you're moving around, you have all these different stances you can put your fucking general into, your armies into. It's fucking, you know, it's just like normal movement and fucking marching fucking formation that lets you like move faster, or you can like move like 50% further in per turn. But it's fucking, you do that, but if you do that and you get into a battle afterwards, as you're in that stance, you'll enter the battle like tired or whatever. You can't just fucking, there's an in camp stance, so it's what you have to like do that to regain your health, regain your unit's health. Or if you want to like recruit new units from the general, it's fucking like, oh, you gotta like do that and fucking put them in like in camp stand, but they can't move, and it's just fucking, you just get to like sit there and fucking for a few turns and let your health build up. But you can't move, so you're just like sitting there and just it's right, like whatever. Other ones, fucking ambush, and fucking if an enemy army like gets into range, you can fucking attack them and get like an advantage on them, whatever the fuck. A few more. Yeah, it's fucking complicated, and again, the campaign map fucking doesn't look very fucking clean. It's just hard to fucking make out like roads and what the fuck's going on, and fucking like, I don't know where the fuck the roads are. I don't know where the fuck these the provinces end, and it's fucking just like, I want to move over here. If you move over here, you end up in like somebody else's like territory or whatever. It's fucking, you know, and that'll fucking piss them off. But it's just like, dude, I can barely fucking tell what the hell is going on here. So long story short, I mean, I take over my one city. I take over my fucking starting like province. It's like, all right, good, cool. I got this fucking, I got this started. Good starts here. I mean, the fucking battle mechanics and the actual like the battles aren't that different. Just fucking dragging and dropping fucking formations and whatever. You keep your range units fucking away from the front, and fucking foot soldiers fucking try to charge them in and fucking keep them in place and flank and shit with your cavalry and all that shit. And so it seems like there's a lot more of an emphasis on like terrain advantage too. It's fucking just hide in the fucking forest, and fucking a lot of your units are hidden, and fucking you're trying to take hills and that shit. And it does seem fucking a lot more way more fucking micromanage-y though. It's a lot faster too. It seems like everything just fucking goes by fucking way faster. The units fucking seem to like die a lot faster. It's fucking just, I don't know. It just seems really fast, and it seems like there's a lot of like hard counters too to units. Like, oh yeah, it's like fucking before in Empire, like you could use fucking just like, I have like cavalry, you know, I'm gonna use them differently, but they have whatever, they're gonna have guns and shit, and fucking, or I'll charge those guys in, which fucking, it's just like, yeah, guns are guns type of deals. Like these guys might have like a longer range, but you can kind of work to fucking micromanage your way to fucking getting through just about anything type of deal. Yeah, with Warhammers, it's just very fucking rock, paper, scissory type deal. If you're just facing humans, it's pretty straightforward. It's like, fucking spearmen beat the fucking cavalry, and fucking the swords beat the fucking spearmen, like that type of thing. But then you get all these fucking like crazy fucking monster units and shit. It just, you know, that makes it way more fucking complicated. So I capture my fucking provinces against fucking like human people, and I'm trying to settle into fucking what I have and build up like defenses and build up my fucking towns and all that shit. And then these fucking this beastman tribe appears, and it's just like, you know, this fucking giant like whatever like centaur looking things. It's like, dude, what the fuck are they? And like, you know, where'd they come from? Like, I'm just kind of like in the middle of, again, surrounded by mostly human, like in the middle of the fucking the map pretty much. And it's fucking like, how do these fucking these fucking beastmen tribe just run up through every other fucking like human settlement and fucking like come to me and start like attacking my fucking city? And just like, I don't know, it's just, you know, fuck, again, doing the right click, like, who the fuck are these people? And just it says like, oh, you know, they're the beastmen. Oh, they're a roaming clan. They fucking can't capture cities. They just fucking run around and fucking destroy other ones and fucking to get their resources and build up the shit. And for some reason they're all up in my shit. Like, I don't know where the fuck they spawn into you, but they're just fucking like, ah, oh, let's go right for me, and fucking rush into a city. One of my cities was fucking has like no like defenses in it, and fucking like, ah, oh, destroys the fucking that city. It's fucking, oh, that's a great start. Like fucking like turn like five or some bullshit. So I'm like, fuck it, you know, it's my next turn is take my main army and just go and fuck them up. And there's just like two clans of them, small clans, like roaming around, just fucking, I'll fight them, fucking take care of them, fucking, wasn't that much effort there. And then fucking, you know, two turns, and this, I get this message saying like, oh, the beastman race has been completely obliterated. So it's like, all right, I guess that was that then. Like, I just fucking wiped out like an entire faction in a couple turns, like type of deal. Seemed kind of weird, but it's fucking just like, yeah, well, kind of a good thing, because I was like, fucking, I don't know how many fucking 50, you know, I don't know, maybe like 30 different fucking factions on the fucking in the game, you know, in the fucking campaign map. So it's like, hey, you know, you do your turn, and then it fucking goes through like everybody else, and you see all these fucking banners scrolling through real fast at the top, fucking all the different factions going. And it's just, yeah, the game's fucking really fucking complicated, that grand campaign anyway. I mean, I've been playing it, I don't know, like 20, 25 hours at this point, fucking 100 plus fucking 150 or so like turns into it, and it's kind of fucking like maddening. I'm not gonna lie. It's just fucking just it's real fucking tough to read that campaign map. You know, it's full fucking fully 3D. You can fucking rotate the camera around, and so it controls pretty much like it does during fucking like battles. You know what I mean? So you fucking tilt it and all that shit. Which and that sounds neat, but you know, you're on that fucking giant map, you're fucking swinging the camera around and fucking tilting it and all that shit, and you can get so fucking lost, you know what I mean? And the map's like so detailed too. Like it doesn't look like a fucking, you know, just like hand drawn like a Risk type map or anything like that. Like it's fucking Or even like a simplified version of just fucking like, oh no, we made this like real clean to make it like easy to fucking read. It's just fucking like, oh no, there's a bunch of trees everywhere in your way, fucking so you can't see shit, and fucking swamp, you know, like swamp everywhere. You can barely make out like where the fucking that shit starts, and just fucking barely make out the fucking roads or fucking the waterways and all that shit. Again, it's fucking like, oh, this looks like pretty cool in detail, but then fucking like trying to play it, it's fucking, I can't make half the fucking shit out that I'm looking at. I get that, like, fucking, like that part of it's, like turn-based, and, you know, you're supposed to, like, fucking micromanage the shit out of fucking every city and fucking army and, like, soldier you have and all that shit, and, like, you know, take the time to fucking initiate fucking diplomacy with every faction and fucking, like, oh, who's fighting who? I'm gonna ally with this guy and, start a trade route with him and fucking, oh, we'll team up and take all this and fucking, like, you know, the politic it and fucking, which I do to a degree, but just fucking, Jesus fucking Christ, you know what I mean? It's like, just like, man, this is a lot of fucking shit going on here. You know, they give you goals for playing the Empire, which is basically like, oh, you know, you're supposed to unite most of the fucking the human factions by, you know, either conquering them, fucking, you know, just fucking raiding their cities and shit and taking them out that way, or get your relationship built up with them enough that they'll fucking like join you, like just fucking like sign a thing, like, hey, join my confederation, they just fucking join and then fucking you just have all their cities type of deal. But I mean that's kind of like, provided you have to be on like good terms with them and shit, and you have to be fucking much more powerful than they are type of deal. So you're supposed to do that, like unite like all those fucking factions or whatever, and then and then they want you to fucking destroy the vampires that are fucking like in the east of this big fucking section to where kind of where you started. There's a big fucking whatever, a bunch of cities over there, controlled by fucking vampires. So it's fucking, it's like, all right, that's fucking simple enough, whatever, you know, fucking, I figure I'll fucking, there, let's start off, I'll just fucking work on getting the human fucking factions just under, you know, solidly under my fucking control, so it's fucking like, alright, I'll fucking, plenty of money coming in, fucking troops all built up, cities built up, and I'll fucking have army and fucking money and all that shit, and then I guess I'll fucking, the vampires doing that shit. Probably like the end game type of thing. Fucking, you know, I'm sure that they'll be built up by then too. And yeah, it'll be a big fucking battle. It'll be cool enough. I mean, sounds easy, you know. So it's just, yeah, you know, I'm trying to do that, but I'm fucking constantly at fucking war. Which should be a good thing. You know, you think in a game called fucking Total War. But yeah, it's always with the fucking, you know, the last faction you want to be at fucking war with, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I'm going to start sieging this guy's fucking town, and so I'll try to take him over, and sieging fucking towns in the game takes fucking, like, forever. I mean, you pretty much have to, like, sit outside the city. It's fucking not like fucking, oh, I'm just going to sit out here long enough for fucking to get their, whatever, their defenses down, or, you know, whatever the fuck, wait for them to, surrender type of deal. So you're sitting out there and just fucking, as you're doing that, you're building siege equipment. You're fucking building fucking towers and, siege towers and fucking battering rams. And you have to build them, otherwise you're not going to get in, type of deal. And I guess you can. You just fucking like throw ladders up there and shit, but you'll probably get fucking murdered before you even do that. But so you're waiting for all that shit to build, and it takes like two turns a piece to fucking build like one fucking thing. You can't just, it's not just fucking like, oh, I was gonna wait two turns or whatever and build fucking one of them and just go, type of deal. It's like, yeah, you gotta bring in a fucking couple of them. Like, it's fucking, you gotta bring in a couple fucking siege towers. More than a couple, because yeah, again, you're attacking. You're trying to attack the city, and as you're moving the siege towers up to the walls to fucking lock them in, so your fucking guys can go up there. They're fucking people defending. They're fucking shooting at you, fucking like shooting fucking giant fucking arrows and shit at you, and they're fucking shooting at your equipment, and they'll all the equipment fucking breaks if it takes enough damage. So I've sat there for fucking, I don't know, 12 fucking turns just outside the city, just fucking, you gotta wait for the shit to build up, I guess. Just fucking like sitting there waiting and, building shit, I guess I'll just sit here and wait and wait for my shit to build up. And then fucking like meanwhile, fucking somebody else fucking is like declares war on me in the meantime. I'm just fucking like waiting. Again, I'm trying to fucking just be like a little bit at a time, like chip away. And it's fucking like, no, this fucking guy over here on the opposite side fucking declared war on you. And it's fucking, I was like, oh, they're attacking my shit. And I was fucking, I'm just like sitting there with my fucking city besieged and fucking, that's just fucking what's been driving me nuts. I mean, I know the whole fucking purpose of the game is supposed to fucking simulate playing a board game or whatever. It's just been so fucking back and forth and fucking back and forth. It's fucking spend fucking half the game fucking taking cities, then just fucking, it's like, oh, I can't really afford a fucking army to defend all these fucking cities. I'm too fucking spread out, and you end up fucking losing them. It's fucking, it's like, oh, well, I guess I'll just fucking, I have to fucking throw people at them, at them again anyway, so they'll fucking weaken the enemy fucking army. And plus some of my guys fucking die, I don't have to fucking pay for them, because I'm fucking going broke with all this shit and fucking armies I'm fucking like building up. And it's fucking like, then you get fucking attacked somewhere else. You fucking start sending troops that way, and fucking, and those guys fucking retreat inside of one of their cities. So it's fucking like, he's gonna fucking sit here and just like sit there and fucking siege this shit for like fucking 50 years again. So it's just, I don't know. And then it gets more fucking complex and fucking ridiculous from there. I mean, it's just fucking, I'm heading up north, and fucking there's a Viking clan up there or some shit. I'm just fucking like, oh, cool, good, fucking Take those fucking cities, fucking add them to my fucking empire, and all the fucking boats and like fisheries and that type of shit. But fuck, it's like, nope, you can't do that. you can't even take these certain kinds of cities, because there's certain factions that you can't even control their shit, like their buildings and their cities. So it's fucking say, oh, cool, so now I'm just at war with these guys, no fucking reason, and it's not even gonna do me any good to fucking fight them, because what am I gonna do? Well, I'm just fucking just gonna fight them, and fucking my guys are gonna die, and their guys are gonna die, and fucking that's gonna be it. And but they want to fight me, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, all that shit going on up there, up north. And then these fucking things called Chaos Warriors start showing up out of nowhere, and they're rushing to my fucking settlements, and they're just fucking, they'll just kind of like sit there fucking outside of them, and it starts like corrupting them, and fucking it prevents them from like growing and like whatever the fuck. And and then a bunch of fucking assassins start like pouring in from fucking everywhere, and just like, dude, it's fucking, I was just fucking a single guy just fucking running around and like whatever. Again, those kind of like sit outside of your cities, and then like every turn is fucking like, oh, there was an assassination attempt on this fucking whoever the fuck. And you can't just fucking fight them like you would a normal army. It's like you need your own counter agents, like your heroes or whatever. You need them to fucking assassinate them before they assassinate like your generals and shit, which would fucking obviously be a fucking disaster. And yeah, so it's like, not only am I fucking just like, oh Christ, now I gotta worry, well, again, it's fucking, it's like, dude, it's my upkeep for all my shit. It's fucking ridiculous. So it's fucking, now I gotta build these agents and, even after you have the fucking, it's like, all right, I built these fucking agents to take care of these fucking assassin fuckers. I was fucking like, all right, go assassinate the assassin. And then it's fucking, it's like, oh, you gotta pay for fucking, every time you want to do that, you got to pay like more, like on top of everything. It costs money, like quite a bit of money too. And just, it's like the chances for success is fucking real slim. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, 50 to 20% or so is the chance of you like fucking doing something good, like either wounding this guy or fucking assassinating him. It's like, cool. So it's, dude, fucking money sink right there too. So yeah. Sorry for fucking, if I'm rambling a little bit, but yeah, the game's fucking consuming my soul pretty much. I mean, I don't even know if I fucking like it that much, but it is fascinating how fucking complex and fucking ridiculous it is. And yeah, I'm just gonna fucking keep at it and see what happens. I mean, my money's on my money's on fucking, once again, I probably fucked myself over on like turn 10 somehow, and I was fucking just keep going, and like 40, 50 hours in, I'm gonna fucking want to kill myself. And yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure the game will piss me off even more. And yeah, and just a reminder too, I have everything on the fucking easiest setting fucking possible. I'll just throw that out there too. That's how, either how bad I am, or just fucking, I don't know. Whatever that tells you, like there you go. Although I did find out after starting the game up a few times and fucking looking at that fucking mess of a menu again and again, that you can just fucking go and play like straight up battles, which is kind of more my speed, I think. Like apparently I'm just fucking too retarded for these fucking like complex fucking political games or whatever. So yeah, if you just pick fucking battles, you know, the battles option, you get this fucking list of like three or four like standalone battles you can do per like army or whatever, or per general, I guess. It's fucking, it throws you in like preset armies, fucking none of that fucking risk fucking type like or political fucking trade agreements and fucking non-aggression pacts and that, like that fucking, none of that bullshit. It's fucking, it's like, no, put armies on the fucking battlefield, have them fight. And yeah, I probably should just focus on that more, because that's pretty much what I want anyway. And again, there's fucking a lot of them, three or four for each faction. There's a fucking a lot of factions, so I'll probably play that quite a bit, just fucking when I need a break from just fucking wanting to fucking hang myself playing the campaign. Yeah, I also played Quake. I played Quake, straight up Quake 1, because I guess fucking that pretty much sums it up. So, yeah, Quake is one of those games I played like a little bit of here and there, but I've never actually like sat down and tried to play through the entire game like start to finish or anything like that. Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's Quake. You know, I had to do some of that PC patch thing, because I'm a modder now apparently, or patcher anyway. Because yeah, I guess like fucking, yeah, Quake, whatever, just fucking without the patch, I guess there's no fucking music or some shit. It's fucking, that's not good. Like, I fucking read that. I don't want that. Just, yeah, the sound effects and the fucking soundtrack, it's fucking, fucking pretty great. Really, really fucking grimy, fucking industrial, fucking shit by Nine Inch Nails, actually. So it's like, yeah, dude, I need that shit. I'm not gonna fucking play it without that. But yeah, Quake 1, I mean, it's still pretty fun to play. I mean, I don't think it's as classic as fucking Doom or anything like that. Yeah, you know, it's got those fucking early 3D graphics. It's kind of rough to look at, but looks better than fucking most of those games, because, you know, at least fucking with Quake, they're going for that fucking rusty and fucking brown, fucking dark, dark, like bloody type look with, you know, fucked up creatures and that type of thing. The weapons look like fucking garbage, though. I'll say that. Like, yeah, it's fucking like, oh, yeah, your rocket launcher. It looks like, what the fuck is this? It looks like a fucking mace and a double-barreled shotgun. It's just fucking like two cylinders together, like sticking out of the bottom of the screen. Level design's pretty good, though. It's fucking like mazy, but you can, you know, you can figure it out and fucking go overboard with it. Pretty neat, you know. Fucking just whatever. Again, it's fucking just after Total War. It's fucking, it's like, I just need to like shoot some shit. And they're pretty good for that. Plus, I felt bad just fucking rambling about fucking Warhammer for fucking an hour or so. So crisis averted. Remember to leave that fucking 5-star review on iTunes. Up next week, probably more Total War Warhammer, to be honest with you. I actually, again, dabbled in it, but I actually did play other shit this week. I mean, I don't know. I don't even remember. Fucking, I think Warhammer might have fried my brain a little bit. When I get into something, I fucking tend to really get into it, so. And I usually suck at it too, so I just move on to something else, hoping that sometime someday I'll find something I don't suck at. But who knows? Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Let me know how much I suck at podcasting too. But I mean, come on, that's fucking low blow. Cheap shot, stating the obvious. Gruntfreepress.com is where you can read my sucky reviews, and I am Absolute Deicide. And don't be a green skin, smooth skin, green skin, I don't know, foreskin, whatever the fuck. Emozione che cresce piano.